This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Short-term problems creating long-term worry for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'll get to that here in a second. I messed something completely up. I wish you would have just corrected me. I don't know why you didn't just correct me and made me look like a total idiot in front of everybody.
I was making sure that I heard it right, and that's why I asked
and
again.
And I didn't say it right. I'm sorry. I totally messed this thing up because I read... I'm not going to blame this on anybody else but myself, but when I read it, I just kept... Because I read it yesterday, and then I read it again this morning, and I never put two and two together. And so Tom Pelissero had said the NFL competition committee met today, which is yesterday, and unanimously approved a tweak to the proposed NFL hybrid kickoff rule, making touchbacks that go into the end zone on the fly come out to the 30 rather than the 35 per source. So when I read that, it just got in my head somehow that, oh, they get it at the 35.
Right.
And I never put two and two together going, no. They get it at the 25. The rule was supposed to be to the 35.
Currently,
to encourage
they've
the scoring.
Always got it to the 25. Well, since they changed the rule, which it used to be to the 20.
Yes.
Now it's to the 25. They proposed to change it to the 35, but then they changed the proposal, so now the proposal says the 30.
So right now,
oh my God, that's terrible.
If the rule changes,
as I don't see how that's confusing
at all. As expected, touchbacks are now the 30.
Dumb.
What if you fair catch?
So there's a landing zone now.
Oh,
it goes
okay.
Between the goal line and the 20-yard line.
So on this landing strip, on the kickoff, if the ball goes into the landing strip, where is the ball going?
If the ball touches in the landing zone then goes into the end zone, if it touches in the landing zone first and then goes into the end zone,
for the love of God.
You have to play it, and if you down it, you get it at the 20.
Third base.
It sounds like an infield fly. Like, this is the infield fly. Which also, when I was a kid, I totally destroyed an infield fly rule by accident because I was at second base and I didn't hear the umpire yell infield fly.
You got to yell it.
So the kid drops it at shortstop, and because the bases are loaded, I go hauling ass.
Well, sure.
Down to third base, and I'm yelling at the person standing at third base and going, go, he dropped it. You hit it, he dropped it. And my dad's standing there at third base going, no, dummy, he caught it field flying. Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't hear it. It was very embarrassing. And here we are again. I'm embarrassing myself because of the idiosyncrasies of terrible rules.
So
I'd love to blame it on Tom Pelissero's tweet, but I can't do it.
So is this getting ratified? Is this going into,
probably,
into the rule book?
I think
it is. Up to the 30.
So this is going to happen. Is the hip drop thing going
to
happen?
I hope not. I pray to God it doesn't. I pray to God.
And what happened to the onside kick? The throw at 4th and 20, 4th and 25 to get the ball back. Whatever happened to
that?
I
don't think that's even in possibilities.
I'm just making sure.
They might move back the trade deadline, which is something we can ask Daryl about at 8:00, which that was one of the proposals made by Andrew Berry and the Cleveland Browns. So that'd be fun. But no, I got that messed up because when I read 35, I just thought they were already at the 35. So that's my bad. Marble Mouth of Crawford County, you, Owen, you guys are all right. I'm wrong. I didn't mean to be wrong. I didn't argue about it. I just, it was totally an oversight by me. 216-474-0092. If they do that, hip drop thing, I'm just going to save it for when they do the hip drop thing, because then I'm just going to be upset. So I keep getting mad now, but I don't need to get mad now, because plenty of people are just mad about the Cavs, and we'll let them get mad about the Cavs. So it brings to a question, do you think right now the Cavs, I want to know from fans, you think right now this has an effect on Donovan Mitchell signing long term? Does this right now happen?
Honestly, now if we play it out, yes. But I think Donovan Mitchell right now is in the moment. I do not think he's, that's why we haven't seen any real reports. Notice, you haven't seen anything about him going to New York lately. The only thing we've gotten is George Niang, who, if you believe the reports, actually, you don't have to believe the reports. If you believe George Niang, I mean, Donovan Mitchell was out recruiting Max Strus and George Niang.
Yeah.
So the behavior of Donovan Mitchell has all been a guy that seems committed to the organization. But as we know, as a city that should know this better than anybody else, because we went through it with LeBron James on not one but two separate occasions, like, this stuff doesn't need to be. Does it need to be evaluated right now by Donovan Mitchell? It needs to be evaluated once the season comes to an end. He has a player option for next year. He could certainly just sign the extension at the end of the year, and that'll shut everybody up at least for a year.
I think,
but I don't think Donovan Mitchell right now is day to day on this. Yeah, fans and the media are thinking about it every day.
I'm asking the fans and other media. I mean, I don't know how many. I don't know if. I don't know how many Cavs writers are going to call in. I don't know if Joe Varden's going to call in and give his opinion on it. But what I'm asking the fans. You know, I agree with you. I think that it would probably be, he's only human, so I bet that there's a couple of times where he sits there and goes, well, I'm going to be here long term. And then there's a couple of times where he's like, I've had enough of this. Like, I'm sure that that plays into his head. It would do it for all of us. However, I think that he's probably the same way that you're saying it is. It's like, hey, we'll cross that when we get there.
Yeah, if this
These
team,
are big picture things. Let's
Kenny,
do
if
that.
Donovan Mitchell comes back for the playoffs, you get the right draw in the first round. All of a sudden, they're looking better and better and better, and Donovan Mitchell feels like he has that spring in his step again. Yeah, that totally changes. We will play this audio from right now, and we'll laugh about it come 1 month from now.
But I got to call you out on the carpet. I got to call everybody else out. I don't care about how Donovan Mitchell feels. I care about how fans feel about Donovan Mitchell and the possibility of him staying. Like, that's because I've been strident and steadfast in it, where I'm saying, hey, he'll sign here long term. It makes it's the best business sense for him to sign long term. Now, you've brought up the CBA before. And how if this is all going to be the way, then it might be in his best interest to just try to hit free agency. But the Cavaliers will not allow that to happen. So they're going to be stuck in a tough spot right there. So I got to get two things figured out at once. And then I think I just asked the fans. Cavs haven't played that well. Does that have any indication he's not going to sign here long-term?
No, I don't care. I don't care about the last 10 games. It's alarming, absolutely. And it just shows how much they need Donovan Mitchell to get back there. Like, they this is happening at the very, very wrong time.
Yes.
But I think what's more important is Garland and Mobley. Do those guys look like they are ready to contend for a championship over the next 2 years, 3 years? Right now, it doesn't look like that. Now, things can change. Maybe they both make the leap next year. I think Donovan Mitchell was hoping they'd make the leap this year to make it very easy on him. That's an easy decision. Like, if Evan Mobley was looking offensively like a dynamic player, I think it'd be easy. Give me the pen, give me the paper right now. He's already a dominant defensive player. Like, let's just get this done. It's a formality. It hasn't looked like that at all. And Darius Garland's going in the wrong direction.
So I have to say no to either one of those guys. So what would that lead fans to say with Darius Garland? Because my whole argument has been, I think the fans have done right by him. I think the organization has done right by him. I think that there's a lot of reasons why he would sign, but that when you bring in the CBA, that's very, very hard for me to say that absolutely 100% he would sign. I'm still pretty steadfast in it. I know George Niang was on the national podcast before, and he'll be on tomorrow morning, and he's been pretty steadfast in saying that Donovan Mitchell's going to sign. However, I think that he's going to tell people the right thing because he's a teammate, and that's the way it is, and part of the reason he came here might have been because of Donovan Mitchell. That's all given. But I think for a lot of fans right now, I'd imagine some of them aren't feeling that good about it. I'd imagine some of them aren't feeling as positive as they were before. Because I got to tell you, like, if you lose this way where it's just him And I'm going, well, you know, he's got an ankle injury, Evan Mobley does, and Darius has been hit in the face. All right, well, Darius got hit in the face a bunch last year too. And we were wondering about Darius towards the end of the season last year, and this whole entire year we've been wondering about Darius Garland. So how's that going to change? Like, he might sign. I have to admit, I do think he's going to sign, but I think he might sign with the caveat of going, you better get this thing going in the right direction with some of these other guys. However, I think that's a wish. I don't know what's realistic to bring guys in. Like, who are ready-made players now that you could trade for that are going to be able to replace Darius Garland or Evan Mobley, for crying out loud, which I think is craziness, but I think by the end of this year, we might be talking about that. Like, who are going to be those guys that we can replace him with? Because right now, it's only bad. I can't do anything because they play Charlotte tonight. They should just beat Charlotte tonight and be able to move on. But that's not going to change anybody's opinion.
That's the problem with Darius. While he has flash potential, and shooting-wise, you know, when he goes on his hot streaks, I mean, he is unflappable. He looks, you know, so confident, looks like a different player. But the issue is always going to be his size, his defense, and is he getting to the bucket? Is he blowing by guys? That's the big part of this that's a huge issue, is he's not really blowing by guys, and he's never really gotten to the foul line all that much. And now they're changing the enforcement of rules.
Yep.
They are allowing defenses to get more physical. That works even more against him. If you're an NBA team, why would you trade for Darius, who hasn't even been a top 15 point guard this year? Wouldn't you just rather draft somebody who you would hope and then get him on a rookie pay scale in the NBA? Wouldn't that be a more viable option? The only thing I can think of is maybe a team like San Antonio to pair with Victor Wembanyama, who can be that next line of defense. I mean, the guy's getting 5, 6, 7 blocks a night now.
But I can't.
So he's going to make up for the defensive issues of Darius.
But I just can't take picks because I need players that can help out my player now.
You need players instantly.
216-474-0092.
You need wings.
As of
they
right
don't
now,
don't have wings.
Are you worried about Donovan Mitchell's future with this team, even though it's just been a 10-game stretch where things have been pretty rough? Larry and Elyria, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going, Kenny Anthony? Real quick question, you guys. The thing about this team, you watch it too, I noticed, about creating their shots. The only one to create their shots basically right now is mostly Caris LeVert and Donovan. That's it, because you play a tough ball on defense. Like you guys mentioned, how physical it's going to get. They can't shoot the ball unless they're wide open. And the trade I would look at, if they want to make a deal for Darius, he has like 4 years left. He'll be a free agent, be 28 years old, and 28.
So do you worry right now, though? Everybody's sidestepping this question, Larry. Do you believe, as of right now, Donovan Mitchell is here long-term?
Okay, I'll put this one. If I'm down right now, if I'm Donovan and they ask me to sign an extension, okay, then all of a sudden you got to have Evan, too. His contract's coming up. He wants an extension. Then all of a sudden Darius' contract in a couple of years, that's the $44 million a year.
We're all talking around it. I need a flat out yes or no.
I don't think he's staying.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you hear that from everybody? Like, we don't know. 216-474-0092. I'm willing to say yes. Who's coming with me? 7:45, Lima Likes, where, we're going to get some audio in there. That's just going to be fantastic because she has been very, very upset all weekend. Who's she? We'll tell you who. Coming up at 7:45. And I watched a lot less of it than I have in many, many years. And I think I'm in the minority. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the absolutely free Odyssey app. Daryl is upset with some signs he's seen around town. Bring Daryl on at 8 o'clock and get his thoughts and opinions on that, because he was a very upset boy over the weekend on social media. Called it gross.
Is it done?
I don't know. I have no idea. Can't wait. But again, it might be knockdown dragout time with Daryl. Not with you, with me. We'll find out. We'll see what type of mood he's in, because I'm going to get that engine started coming up at 8 o'clock with Daryl. Also, Lima Likes at 7:45, where we have some audio for you that you got to hear, because this lady is very upset. We'll have that for you at 7:45. 216-474-0092. So, as of right now, I want to get to something else coming up here in a moment. You got those numbers in front of you? Keep them there, because we're going to get to them here in just a few minutes. As of right now, do you think that this has any effect on Donovan Mitchell's long-term future here with the Cleveland Cavaliers? I am pressing every... I say no. I'm pressing everybody on this question, because anytime I ask, I think we kind of pussyfoot around it. We're not giving the right answer. Like the last caller we had, he was just like, well, go, no, yes or no. Does this, will he sign here long term? Do you believe he will? Last caller had to be pressed and said no. I say yes. I say he will sign here. I don't think that this affects them long term with him. I don't think this affects his future here long term as of right now. And I do think he will sign here. That's not just me burying my head in the sand. I've given you several reasons why I think it's just good business for him. But I also think that he may very well sign with a caveat here where he looks around and goes, we need something else here. We need a difference here of the guys who are going
to
help me out.
So you mean a signing and then him going to the organization and saying, we need to shuffle things up here because this as constructed limits our ceiling come playoff time.
You've been the king of saying this. I mean, this is not a good addition or audition for them. This has not been. I got Evan Mobley, who's been meek and been hurt. The guys who have auditioned the best for this team long-term have been Isaac Okoro, which I'm shocked to say. If you would have told me this last March, wouldn't have believed you. And Jared Allen, who I think at this time last March, I might have believed you on that. But with Isaac Okoro, like, nobody has problems with Isaac. He's played exceptionally well, tough on defense, has shot better on offense there, has been a bit of a fire plug for you when you needed him to be, a shot in the arm when you needed him to be. Jared Allen has taken, I know that he says he doesn't listen to the comments about his comments at the end of the Knicks series last year. I don't believe that. I think that he's come out with a standard this year of excellence, and I think he's played so much better and so much tougher when they needed him to do so. I get that there's some things to mix in, but I think that he will sign here even as of right now. I know they're 3-7 in their last 10. I think he'll sign here long term, but I also think that it might be a sign and trade, but some of the trades are, I think it's a trade the other players. I think it's not the sign and trade of, yeah, I'll sign and then you'll trade me. I think it's sign and then we got to talk about some of these other guys here in their future with
him. Well, Donovan needs, I think for optimal Donovan Mitchell experience on any team, it would be playing alongside a legit wing and a bigger guard, a bigger point guard. So he's not really getting any of that. We were hoping Evan Mobley could be that wing by year three. We just haven't seen that out of Evan Mobley at all. He's not a confident wing player. Nobody's going to guard him. He's still, you know, he came out, he made a three last night, and the broadcast goes nuts because, you know, we've all said the same thing. You remember Jason Lloyd famously saying that Evan needs to get the three-point shot down. And while the numbers have improved his percentages, that is not a confident, reliable three-point stroke. I mean, he needs all the time in the world to get that off.
Yeah.
And nobody is going to guard him. You can see he has no confidence. Because if he had confidence, you would see him throw that shot up in you know, quick, real time. He's just not doing that at all.
216-474-0092. Who's mayor?
The mayor.
Hello.
Wait, Bib?
Who's this?
No, it's Ken in Brooklyn.
Hold on. I got to put him back on hold. Mitch, they don't give themselves nicknames. Now, somebody might have called him the mayor of hoops. If he wants to say he's the mayor of hoops at the beginning of his call, that's fine. We can't just be letting people give their own nicknames.
That's the name that he said, and I just went with it.
Yeah, as the call screener, you have to get his actual name.
Got it.
Okay. Ken in Brooklyn. Ken, yeah. just say you're Ken in Brooklyn. Wait, we all know.
Ken, hold on just 1 second. You know who gave me that name?
Who?
Michael Reguy.
Really?
Yes.
I always thought it was Rhoda. I didn't know it was Reguy.
No, it was Michael Reguy. Okay?
My bad.
All right. Wait. Listen, what is the Cavs tagline?
Let them know.
Well, it's time to let us know. You know what? Kobe, Mike, and JB should get in front of the cameras and tell people what's going on with their players. Because I don't care if we have to put these guys in braces or crutches. I want them out on the court. They have essentially wore out their bench.
But you can't make hurt guys play, Ken.
Wait a minute. Okay, Wade goes and his wife has a baby, comes back, he's got a bad knee. Struce has been out forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mobley finally got back. Okay, Donovan's got a problem with his knee with the platelet thing and everything. But you know what? I don't think they've been up front. Because these guys should not have been out as long as they have. These are not, as far as I can see, these aren't major injuries. And as far as when I believe also that Donovan's going to sign here.
He enjoys
playing with the guys that he's got and everything else. Do they need this or that, whatever? Fine. But you know what?
Ken, you can't just run past the comment from what I can see that these are not major injuries. Well, you got to slow down after you say that type of comment and allow somebody else to say something because you are not a doctor. So I don't know how you could say that these aren't major injuries. I mean, Max Strus has been out for a while. Do you think that if Max Strus could go, they wouldn't put him out there?
Well, I'm just saying, Ken, this team, until they get those guys back, are not going to win, okay? And the thing is, we're almost at the play-in tournament already.
Yes.
We lost how many games this month? I knew this month was going to be tough. But, you know, I'm sitting here, and I'm watching things, and I'm going, everybody's been tied up with the tournament also. Great games over the weekend and everything. But, you know, this is ridiculous at this point. I cannot sit here and watch the I'm not saying the scrubs, but the you're playing your bench, and there's nothing else left. You know, plus Tristan just got back after his suspension. I mean, this is crazy. I just don't think we've gotten all what we need to know. I would say, let them know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I just don't think we've gotten everything that, you know, this guy's got this guy's got that. Don't think they've told people and the fans.
Some of the other stuff. Ken, some of the other stuff you said, and thank you very much for the call.
If they told the truth about the injuries, you would feel worse.
Well, that's a nice, succinct way to put it, yeah, probably. But you're never going to get – Kobe Altman only writes from his desk during the season and rarely comes out except for what, after the trade deadline?
Yeah, we haven't really heard from him.
No, we're not going to hear from Kobe Altman. What's there to write about? 3-7, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. What else is he going to pen? He only pens when things are going well. He never says anything when things are going bad.
They're 4-6.
They're 3-7 in their last 10. Unless I'm wrong. It's not good.
They're 3-6.
There you go, because they lost the other night against Minnesota.
But they're doing what you wanted them to, get down to the 4 seed and play in the 4-5 matchup.
I said it might be an advantageous thing. I didn't root for them to go to the 4-5. Don't accuse me of that.
Is there any chance? Just hear me out. 4-5 matchup. With the Orlando Magic. Is there a scenario here where a couple of losses might actually benefit you?
I said it might benefit it. I didn't say I was hoping that they'd do it.
Well, they are only a half game ahead of the Knicks now for that 3 spot. So they do have 2 winnable games, you know, against Charlotte coming up. And then it gets a little daunting again with their road trip out west.
Yeah. They're only a game ahead of the Magic.
And they're a game ahead of the Magic. So, but you might, I mean, right now it is absolutely feasible that it could be a 4-5 situation with Orlando in the first round.
It could also be a 4-5 with the Knicks, and Orlando's got the 3.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. That doesn't seem fun to me at all. You have some numbers in front of you there. Ratings through the roof for the tournament throughout the weekend.
Through the first 3 days, record amount of viewers for the NCAA tournament. Per CBS and Warner Brothers Discovery, the tournament has averaged 9 million viewers per the window through Saturday's second round game, the most ever at that point in the tournament.
This has been as turned off to the tournament as I've been. I've watched the women's games. I watched Ohio State the other day. I watched Ohio State. Yesterday, Ohio State was on. I started watching that. I watched the high school basketball tournament, which we'll bring up a little bit later on, because yes, I do agree with everybody that playing games on Sunday is probably not the best way to do things, but that's a conversation we'll save for later in the show. I have not watched as much of the men's as I thought I would. Like, the Cavs were on Friday. I watched the Cavs. I watched the entire Cavs game. I didn't switch to any college basketball at all. Maybe at halftime I switched to some college basketball, but that was it.
Why not? Why weren't you watching it? What is happening with you that the rest of the country it's been different for?
I think it's nothing against the basketball. It's nothing against any of the other things. I think there's just been things that I've been more interested in. Like the Cavs, I wanted to see how the Cavs would come out on Friday against Minnesota. And they started out all right, and then by the end of the third quarter, things started to not go their way,
every year,
and then that was the end of it.
This time of year, I, as much of an NBA diehard as I am, I feel like for that first weekend of the tournament, I have always dialed back the NBA and said, yeah, it's an important you know, time on the calendar for the NBA. But with all the injuries, with so many teams kind of experimenting and other teams are tanking at this time of year, it's been an easy weekend to kind of go away from the NBA.
I think that you're right. I think for a lot of people, because it's like, all right, we're coming down the home stretch, just like you said. And then on Saturday, I sat down. I had some runaround I had to do in the morning. Went down to my office, was going to work at my desk, get some things ready for here, get some things ready for some other stuff, like all that stuff. And when I turn on my app, like I got Spectrum, right? So I turn on the app on the downstairs TV, and it automatically goes to their number, like the Spectrum One, like their own channel. I don't know how to change it, and I kind of don't want to change it. I don't want to go through the rigmarole. I know I can, but I'm not going to do it. And the first thing I saw was the beginning, like they were getting ready to tip off the Shelby versus Maysville game, and I'm going, well, okay, I'll check some of this out in the afternoon. And I started watching it, and it was a good game. I ended up watching the whole thing. And then I ended up having on the game after it.
You picked Shelbyville and Maysville.
Shelby and Maysville
over these
not
crazy NCAA tournament games.
I guess I did.
So
I
wait,
guess I did.
Was this a self-fulfilling prophecy? Because you screamed on Friday that you didn't care about the NCAA or Thursday. Well, because we had the
scream.
Podcast. You said it's dead. You're not really going to watch it.
I didn't say
nobody knows the players.
It's
and
not,
I told and my argument.
I didn't say either of those things.
My argument at the time. Well, we had the podcast up. The argument at the time that I gave. Was it doesn't matter who plays on these teams. It doesn't matter who's coaching these teams. All people care about when it comes to the opening weekend are the storylines, the heroes that emerge. And boy, did we get all of those. We got the Oakland run, just incredible. You're watching right. That kid that nobody knew ahead of time.
Yep.
Unless you were a diehard college basketball
yes.
person
they
in Horizon
shot
League.
Chart, and now all I ever want to watch is him.
All people right? wanted to see was more of that kid. What about the big boy
right.
on NC State?
Tone. I'm not saying
DJ Burns. Was it DJ Burns?
It's nothing. I'm not against the NCAA tournament.
I think you just shut the faucet off beforehand. And
I think
said, I'm
I
not going to watch it.
I think
because you wanted to win an argument.
No, that's not true.
And then
that's not true at all.
And then you lost the argument in record fashion with the ratings that came out.
I didn't do that on purpose.
You watched Shelbyville and Maysonville.
I watched Shelby versus Maysonville.
You wanted to watch a bunch of white kids throw up a bunch of shots. That's what
minute.
You wanted to
hey,
see.
Hey, hold on. You almost
reckless
trapped me in
speculation.
You
I'm
wanted
not,
some
no,
pure
no,
high school
no,
basketball.
That's, not
that's
how it
what
went.
You got.
Don't you trap
Kenny
me.
Kenny got some pure high school
you
basketball.
Almost, you almost
and he
me
was
into saying
fixated
some ridiculous
on it
stuff.
Instead of watching some of these great athletes in college hoops.
I watched the championship games on Sunday. I watched the championship games on Sunday.
216-474-0092. Why didn't Ken watch the NCAA
Don't.
Tournament?
Do this to me. That's not the
Why
truth.
Why did he watch Berlin Highland? Why was he rooting for Berlin Highland so much over the
I
rest of...
I was not rooting for Berlin Highland.
Okay, who were you rooting for?
I was rooting for the local teams.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I root for Richmond Heights?
Oh, because you've been such a big Richmond Heights fan all season.
What?
Boy, not a week went by.
Don't do this to me.
Not a week went by where he wasn't talking about Cleveland Heights Lutheran East. What happened? What's going on here?
I know Lutheran East is good. What are you? Stop it. It was just odd. It was good. I decided to watch. It was a good game. Mitch was down at the game.
How it always starts.
I was texting Mitch down at the game. That's what I was doing. Stop it right now. I wasn't trying to fulfill some prophecy.
On Ken's screen is basketball, how it was meant to be played. Bunch of 5'11 kids playing basketball, slapping the floor.
They were not 5'11.
Slapping the floor. They're 5'6?
Yeah, probably around there. God, I hate your guts.
Well, Mitch was there. Mitch can make a case for it.
Yeah.
216-47 Don't.
Go ahead, Mitch.
No,
make the case. No.
I think I've seen AAU games that had more fans than what I saw yesterday for the state championship.
Okay. Well, you have a bunch of private schools that don't have a lot of people going. I mean, what do you?
That was the perfect storm to have nobody come to the games.
Don't call it, guys. It just happened to be on. That's all I had on. Okay. That's all it was. Stop it. Coming up next. Kim Mulkey's raw, boy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Five of Likes coming up next on The Fan.
Kenny, obviously a weekend full of basketball. Tell people the photo I sent you online.
No, I'm not telling anybody.
The text
Do you want me to tell
I
everybody? Do you really want me to? How did you find that picture of all those guys playing basketball?
Here's what Ken watched over the weekend, and there's a bunch of gentlemen playing some hoops.
Any lights.
How did you find? No, I do not like that.
Tell them what their uniforms.
No, I'm not. Tell
what their uniforms.
I think everybody knows what uniform they're wearing. Okay.
And they're all wearing the same uniform.
We all know.
How are they dribbling though? I don't understand how they could dribble. How can they even see what their
vision's probably impaired.
Anyway.
I'm a like.
We have the details, Kenny. Not details. I like to say details. When we have figures, facts, and figures, we have the Jerry Jeudy 3-year. $52.5 million extension, $18.997 million in 2024 signing bonus plus base, $16 million base in 2025, $13.487 million base in 2026, $17 million base in 2027. First 2 years fully guaranteed plus $6 million of the 26 base. Then, you want to talk W years? We have it. What's different about this? Jeudy's deal finally restructured on 314, turning $18.862 million into a signing bonus, adding void years, knocking the base to the minimum. He got another $6.1.03 million signing bonus on the new deal plus $319 is a 24 raise. So, two contracts, Kenny. The brilliant Andrew Berry strikes again.
Laser eyes.
How many laser eyes? Is it one? Is it two? Is it three?
You can only have two laser eyes.
We found our 4D chess announcer as well.
So what do you think?
We're like quadruple 4D chess right now.
What do you make of the Jerry Jeudy terms?
I was fine with the terms as they were first announced. I didn't really care either way. I had a lot of people. Now you see, I'm like, I don't care. Whatever. You needed to sign one of these guys a little bit longer term that you invested in. Obviously, I know what they think of Elijah Moore, regardless of whether or not he fits in that offense, but we'll talk about that at another time. But I was fine with it when they first signed him. I know everybody else didn't, and then I was accused of just being a yes man for him, where I go, well, they were going to sign somebody for a longer period of time. What were they going to do? Just let all three of them walk at the end of this year? And by the way, if it doesn't work, if it works out, you're getting him at a discount. And if it doesn't work, you guys are going to be so mad at Deshaun Watson, you won't even notice the Jerry Jeudy signing.
Lima lies.
And they weren't done there, the Cleveland Browns, over the weekend. Who doesn't love a fabulous redemption story from riches to rags to maybe riches again, folks? Cade York is a Cleveland Brown again, and it seemed like everybody was thrilled. Oh, that's right. No, Twitter lost their minds for some reason about a backup kicker. I don't understand.
The fans were just fine.
Who cares?
I think it was our media brethren.
What am I missing here?
Like, somebody texted you and I and were like, someone's trying to get fired in that building. I go, over Cade York? I was in the car wash. I go, what?
I'm just happy because now we can use this again.
Hey, Browns fans, this is Cade York. The only place on the radio guaranteed to talk about the Cleveland Browns weekday mornings is the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima starting at 6 on Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Get him in here. What are we doing? Get him in here.
Did Andy take him hostage or something to do that, Reed? Or
can we
what
have
are you
him?
Talking about? He Lord. Sounded he was excited.
I thought that's how he always sounds. He's Cade York. He doesn't care. I think he would be great breaking down special teams. Like CBS has had Steve Tasker,
Jay Feely
over the years.
One of the greatest special teams.
Can we get Cade York once, you know, we get past this competition thing? I don't think he's going to win the competition.
Well, they've got this new kickoff rule maybe, so maybe you need a different kicker.
Oh, what does it all mean? You can't just kick the ball out of the back of the end zone.
Who knows?
We did a good job explaining all of that. And how about...
I actually did a terrible job.
Maybe we can get a better explanation.
Lima likes.
One of my favorite stories over the weekend, as only women's basketball could, to outshine the men's tournament, and it's not Caitlin Clark, who did get us one step closer to saving the Cleveland economy with a big win in the opening round over Holy Cross. Iowa women's basketball later today. Kenny, you love sampling the different basketball. Maybe you'll sample tonight against West Virginia. As we have a chance to get Iowa to the Sweet 16. But that wasn't the big story over the weekend. Nor was it Ohio State women's basketball losing. in the first round, in the second round of Duke. It was LSU coach Kim Mulkey lashing out at the Washington Post, lashing out at the mainstream media, threatening legal action, and we had her comments, and I felt compelled to play them right here on our radio show.
No, listen, man, we're not going to let one sleazy reporter distract us from what we're trying to do. Absolutely not. My kids didn't even know I said that yesterday. That team's not involved in this. They were in shock when they saw all that on the internet. I don't take that stuff to my team.
Apparently, Washington Post has been working on a Kim Mulkey takedown for the better part of 2 years. They gave her a deadline, and she, instead of just going along with it and doing the hatchet job and allowing that to take place, she's fighting back. Ketty, as only Kim Mulkey can fight back.
I'm fed up.
Said she was going to sue him if there's anything.
She's going to sue the pants. She's going to sue the pantsuits.
Libris.
Off of these politicians and legal warriors. Go ahead,
more Kim. It ain't going to work, buddy.
I mean, she was fighting mad over the weekend. Do we have the lengthier clip, Mitch? About her going off. She says she is got the best defamation lawyers in the world to go up against the Washington Post.
Clearly, she knows this ain't going to go well. But, there is a but. Can you name me a successful coach that doesn't have some former players that hate him?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I can't.
I don't think there's any successful coach at that level that is universally beloved by their former players. Now, I would imagine the ones that stay and the ones that are championships and reap those rewards, I'd imagine they don't have many bad things to say about their coaches. But the ones that were there for a year, then might have got upset about playing time or whatever, clearly they would have a problem with it. And that's obviously not just talking about Kim Mulkey. That's talking about any single basketball coach, football, basketball, baseball, whatever, at the college level. There's always going to be ones that are just Mike Ditka is one of the legends of all time. I know a man very personally well who is not a fan of Mike Ditka who played for Mike Ditka.
Jim Tressel, I would think, would come the closest, and I bet you he still has guys that he either
hell yeah
sent them packing.
I know a few of them.
Suspended players for whatever reason.
Yep.
Maybe let certain players get away with things that he didn't let other players get away with. I agree with you there.
I don't necessarily agree with their reasoning, but I know a couple. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you that it's silly. I can't wait for this report to come out. I just realized I think I have a subscription thanks to my library card for the Washington Post.
Oh, she
nice. I had no idea.
I'll tell you what, she did a hell of a job promoting selling newspapers.
Oh, I love it.
Or online reads.
You'd almost think she was getting some of the royalties based on this.
Ooh, that'd be a hell of a job.
Hey, good news, Kenny.
What? I'm alive.
Miles Straw cleared waivers, so we're still paying him, but I think what? He was sent down, like we still have a chance to see Miles Straw again.
Yes.
One of our favorite players. He is still on the hook, or the Guardians, the frugal Guardians org, still on the hook. They owe him $4.9 this year, $6.4 million next year, $7.4 in 2027. They can buy out the $8 million for $1.75 in that final year of the contract. Anything that surprised you about the roster composition? I know, Mitch, you were very busy over the weekend, but I'm sure you were paying attention. Any big surprises for the opening day roster?
Going over some of the details.
He's going over the details.
Here we go.
Carlos Carrasco, the fifth
yes.
star.
Yeah, that's one.
Here
that's
we go.
One. That's a good one, though.
Thank you.
There was him. There was talking about some of the younger players, like Tyler Beattie and Cade Smith earning spots.
Of course.
You had Quan, Laureano, Freeman, Floreal, and Brennan making up the outfield.
Wait a second. Where's DeLauncher?
Not going to be a starting off in the majors this year. That was expected, though.
The one guy I want to see?
Do people know that's his nickname?
Is it his nickname?
Should be.
He'll be up eventually.
All right. Finally.
I'm alive.
And Kenny's all over this because he knew. He's been paying attention from day one to the OHSAA boys tournament down in Dayton.
Loves it.
He won't shut up about it during the breaks, quite frankly. Cleveland Heights Lutheran East, congratulations. Richmond Heights for D4. And in D1, your champions of high school basketball, St. Ignatius. They said they were a football school. They are now officially a basketball school, Kenny. St. Ignatius.
So what they want to be? I mean, congratulations to anybody who wins state titles. I get that, but... Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just mad at you. That's why I'm taking shots. And I got another text. Like, guys, I don't like Kentucky basketball. I don't care about the name of their old basketball coach, okay? Stop it.
That's it for
I'm Stop alive. Harassing me. It was just odd. I said, hey, I'm going to watch some high school basketball. I didn't know, okay? It was Shelby and Maysville. I was like, hey, I ain't heard of either of these places. Sound like good old style. Can't say that. Sounds like good small town basketball where everybody comes out.
That's what you like.
I want the Maysville head coach on the podcast.
Oh, no, do not do that. No.
Were you upset Centerville couldn't pull through last night?
We are moving on.
He was hoping Circleville would be in there.
Harassing me.
Kenny was watching Wapakoneta from day one. He was big on Wapakoneta.
Coming up next, there's more change. Oh, we're not talking about kickoffs with Daryl. That's just going to be a mess. Daryl is upset with some signs that he's seen around town. Called him gross. Daryl Ryder joins us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.